नाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेना तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितां सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोऽस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरवंदन हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम
रामा हरे हरे। कृष्णा ब्रजमोहन प्रभु जी
यस प्रभु
वो देवी माता जी दिख नहीं रही हैं तो अगर वो नहीं है तो आप रीच अप कर देंगे अगर वो स्टैंड बाई में नहीं रह
रही हैं तो
हरे कृष्णा एवरीबॉडी थैंक यू सो मच आनंद नान प्रभु एंड महाप्रसाद प्रभु फॉर गिविंग मी दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी and I seek for all of you for your blessing
yes,
so that I can follow Guru Maharaj's instructions and I'll just share my realization. I'm very fortunate to hear from Guru Maharaj just few minutes back we start the class, so I'll try to follow, I mean I'll follow his instructions and ask for your blessings. So in previous shloka as we know that these shlokas is the conversation between Lord Brahma and Narad Muni, and in previous shloka Lord Brahma is telling Narad Muni that whatever you see, the whole universe is the creation of one personality, and that one personality is Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. So he is saying that since he is the creator of the world, he is the creator of all energies also in this world, and he possesses innumerable energies. But some mudas in this world, they say that these energies are more stronger than Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when we Srila Prabhupada explains this very well, that how is it possible to that energies can be more powerful than Lord, where somebody who is creating is definitely more powerful than the created things. So he gives the analogy of sun here in this purport, that the sun's duty is that he sends the sun rays on earth, and the rays evaporates water, and after that process with this process the clouds has been created. So who is creating these clouds? Obviously because of the power of sun this cloud has been created. And sometimes we see that these clouds are covering sun. So we think that, oh, see, clouds are so powerful that they can cover up the sun. But this is just an illusion of this imperfect eyes. We think that clouds can cover the sun. But what is happening, that sun is still there. But because of our imperfect senses, we are getting wrong understanding. So sun can never be hidden by its own created elements. So here Srila Prabhupada gave very nice example that sun is always powerful and it will remain powerful. Similarly, that Lord's creation can never be covered. I mean, like these energies can never cover Lord. Definitely, there are these three energies which has been created by Lord are powerful. But in Bhagavad Gita, Lord explains in 7th chapter. He start 7th chapter with Bhakti Yoga, where he says that, I think, Sangeeta Mataji, you have done very good job by reciting children this shloka. Sushila Mataji, sorry. It's 7.1. Shri Bhagwan Vacha, Maya Sakta Mana Partha, Yogam Yunjan Madashraya, Asanshaya Samagra Mam, Yatha Gyanasi, Takshunu. So, Srila Prabhupada says that this shloka is very important. Shloka of Bhagavad Gita, that he says, I mean, Guru Maharaj says that whoever doesn't know this shloka, they can never progress in Krishna consciousness. So in his lecture, Guru Maharaj is insisting everybody to remember this shloka. So I will also recommend you all to remember this shloka. And in this previous of this shlokas, Lord Sri Krishna has described about different yoga system, and he spoke about Sankhya Yoga. But from 7th chapter onwards, he is starting about Bhakti Yoga, that what we have to follow. And in the last chapter of in the last shloka of 6th chapter, 6.47, he is saying that Lord Shri Krishna is explaining that who is the greatest yogi amongst all the different types of yogi. So he is saying that the greatest yogi is one who keeps always him means Supreme Lord, in his heart, and always remember, and that he is the topmost yogi. So we have to follow we have to understand this and try to follow the instruction of Lord Shri Krishna, that always keep remembering him and surrender unto him, then only we can follow the path of Bhakti Yoga. Now we will come back to Shloka 7.1, where Krishna is saying that your mind should be attached to me, and then once your mind is attached to me, you are performing yoga in full consciousness, and when you take my shelter, you will get to know incomplete. And as we know that Krishna has performed so many leelas, it is not easy to understand him. Many times the doubts arise in our heart that when Krishna is so powerful, why he appeared on earth? He can kill all the demons just by blinking his eyes. So why he need to come to his earth? So, and why he's doing rasa with gopis? Why he's playing a role of a child when he's so powerful? Why he's getting scared from mother's Yashoda sticks? So it is not easy to understand his leelas unless and until you keep him you keep Lord in your heart and take his shelter. But in further shlokas, he says that 7.3 that out of these millions of yogis, only one, out of these million of yogis, only one or two can become perfect. And if you take those perfect souls, only one can take my shelter. I mean, it is not easy process at all. We think that we are reading books, but unless and until we don't surrender ourselves or we take shelter of him, we are not able to understand Lord. So we should follow the instruction of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna and take their shelter. And then he in 7.8 he says that if you want to understand me, whatever you see, you will feel me. You will feel my presence, like when you are drinking water and the taste of the water. When you feel the heat of the sun, that is nothing else. I am the heat of the sun. So Krishna is present everywhere in this world. You see, whatever thing you see, you can feel his, wherever you see the beauty in this world, you can see his presence. And then Krishna is explaining Arjun that it is easy to remember me. If you think, I mean, if you want to get attached to me, this is the process. You, wherever you see anything, you remember me. That is the way of getting more attached to me. But then Krishna Arjuna is also his student, so he also come up with his doubts that if it is so easy to remember you all the time, when you are present everywhere, then why do we forget you? It happens that when you are at work, you forget Krishna because you are fully engaged in your work. When you are watching movie, you forget Krishna. It happens with everybody. Then Krishna explains him with his another important shloka of 7th chapter, that is 7.14. Devi he esha gunmai mam maya durateya mam ye prapandyante mayam etam tarantite. So he is saying that everything in this material world is contaminated by three modes of material nature. And then he says that I am the creator of these three energies of the material world. The first one is the superior energy, the spiritual energy. So the param dham of Lord, that is where Lord is manifesting, and that is Lord's superior energy, and that is the spiritual dham also. And another energy is consist of temporary and illusionary manifestations, like and that energy which creates temporary things, illusionary things, is the material energy. We think that what about us? Like when we think spiritual life, we know that Krishna himself and Radharani, they are because of spiritual energy. When we see illusionary thing or the temporary things, that is because of material energy. What about us as a soul? So as a soul, we are eternal. We are permanent. So Krishna has given us a choice, that he kept us on the margin, on the middle, on the line. And then you can, we decide that where we want to go. But the thing is that we are not fully independent, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. So we have only partial qualities of Krishna. So similarly, we have partial independence also. And then this partial independence, because of this partial independence, we can choose that where do we want to go. Like we want to go to the world where Krishna is dominating, Krishna is the pleasure giver, or you want to go to the world where material things will give you pleasure. So this is our choice. Because of this marginal energy, we are in the middle. Then this this material energy has another name, that is called Maya. And then this Maya creates so much sufferings, like many times this question again arises in our mind, that when Krishna has created, when you say that whatever Krishna's energy is there, that all energies are divine, then why Maya is giving us sufferings? Yeah. So then Srila Prabhupada explained that very well, the bhakta yogis, the bhaktas, have very clear understanding about it. We'll take some time. That they think that when you are in suffering, you remember Krishna, when you remember Lord more sincerely. So when Maya is giving you sufferings, you remember Krishna more sincerely. You try to become more close to Lord. And you try to surrender yourself more dedicatedly. You dedicate your time more towards Krishna. So that is the way Krishna is always giving us chance to come out of these problems and come closer to Him. Here, Srila Prabhupada gave an analogy that Maya is a kind of cheater who is cheating with you by giving you suffering. But if we talk about a businessman, so he will go, he's doing business with another party. So he'll go to him one time, and then when he got to know that this person is cheating with me, will he go to that same person again? No, he will not. He will not go to the same person again. Why? Because of his past experience, he learned that the person is a cheater. So same way, when we are going through the troubles or the sufferings which Maya is giving us, so we should also try to be away from the Maya and try to be more strong and try to surrender ourselves to Krishna, being away from Maya. But there are still some people who don't understand it easily, so they get more closer to Maya because they think that what Maya is giving them, that is the true happiness, because they don't have correct understanding because of wrong guidance of the existing politicians or their because of the way they brought up. So we are very fortunate to have guidance from Srila Prabhupada, and we should be thankful to him who gave us so wonderful family, and he took us away from Maya all the time. But in when we go further in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that this material energy is also divine energy. And if you say today's example, like when we say that how Maya is creating problems in our life, when you are getting all the best opulences in life, you have good house, good wife, good children, good parents, good surrounding, then how you are suffering. See what is happening now, the corona. It is nothing else. It is it has been performed by Maya Devi. And the richest people who has all the opulences, they are sitting at home, keeping themselves locked in house. And see the what happened in Odisha and West Bengal. The biggest industrialists who can buy anything on blink of their eye, they are they can't do anything now. They have to sit at home and see that when the situation will change, when the good time will come. Because we have to remember that this whatever suffering we are getting, it is also sanctioned by Lord, and it is the creation of Maya Devi. This is the material energy. And now these people are doing, even after having so much material power, they are just praying to Lord. Now see the politicians who are not able to control corona, the Italian leader, he said that I pray to Lord that I'm not able to do anything to save my people. So only thing I can do is pray to God. And when we are in suffering, we remember Lord more. So that is the way we have to we have to learn from these sufferings. And another example, we see that the Australian fire which happened, which went for a few months, and nobody was able to calm it down. Even people leader of the country, even after he has all the resources, he has ambulances, he has water, but also, I mean, this is nature's, this is the power of the of material nature, and it is very difficult. It is very difficult to come out of these problems. So, when we are suffering so much, why people think that if Lord is there, then why people are suffering so much? So people are getting these thoughts because of their lack of knowledge. In our parampara, we are very fortunate to have guidance from so many acharyas. So here acharyas gives us the way how we can come out of these with these sufferings. And then in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that maya dhakshina prakriti suyate sa characharam hetu nanena kaunteya jagat viparti viprati vitartate. He says that just by my glance, my corner of my eye, I can control this material world. So who is creating these problems? It is all these problems has been created by Maya Devi, but who can control all these problems? So all these problems can be controlled by Lord Shri Krishna. He is clearly saying it in Bhagavad Gita. And if we take an example of a company where you need so many employees to control the different activities of the company, if you want to plan the finances of the company, or if you want to plan the production of the company, of the industry, there are different teams who sit for a meeting for several hours, and then after this meeting they come up with some decisions, and you never know whether these decisions are correct or not correct. But our Krishna is so powerful that just if he just sees from his corner of eye, he can control this whole universe. So we can understand his power. So how you will come out, and earlier we were discussing that how you can come out of the problems. So you can come out of the problem by surrendering the most powerful personality. And here Lord Brahma is telling to Narad Muni that there is only one Parameshwara, and that is Krishna. And we think that being his part and parcel, we are also small Ishwaras, but we cannot compare our power with Lord Krishna's power. And so in 7.14, Lord is saying that the reason of the suffering is that Maya is controlling this world, but you can overcome with the problems is that you can surrender unto me. And then question comes that when we know that Maya is cheater, then why we are getting attracted? So here Srila Prabhupada explains very well that Krishna is one of the most essential quality of Krishna is that he is attractive. Yeah, so when he is attractive, so how his energy cannot be attractive? So his energy also have the same quality of being attractive. So the Maya Shakti is so attractive and powerful that it pulls us every time we are trying to do something, like we want to keep us engaged in Krishna service, but some or the other way Maya Devi attracts us. This when you think that how Maya is attracting you. So when you have holidays, you want to go somewhere out, you want to see the beauty of this nature. So during your holidays, when you are going to see the beautiful mountains, river, or the seashore, you think that this material nature, what is this? This is the power of Maya Devi, who is taking care of this material, and she is the material energy who created this, all these things. So even though the Lord is the superior creator, but for under his supervision, Maya Devi is the one who is taking care of all these things. So Maya Devi pulls you away, like seeing those beautiful sceneries, she is pulling you away from Krishna, that come, we will enjoy these beautiful places, come, we will watch these beautiful Bollywood movies. So this is the way Maya is keeping you away from Krishna. And Lord says that whatever nature you see, whatever beauty you see in this world, it is just the spark of, it is the spark of my potency. And then we get bewildered, that we get confused, that why Krishna's potency, as when why Krishna has created so many beautiful things if he wanted us to be always engaged in his service, you know. So he says, I mean, then as we discussed earlier, that is the way Krishna takes our test, that you are more attracted to Maya or you are more attracted towards me. So we have to take the right decision, and then the answer, I mean, the only the way you can come out of this confusion, this bewilderness, is that you surrender yourself unto Krishna. Now surrenderness, I mean, when you are surrendered unto him, this Maya will remove her powers, and this illusionary potency of Maya will spread away. Now we are living in this material world, and we are in the influence of Maya Shakti. But if we and we as know that Lord has another different type of energies as well, potencies as well. So if we are surrendered unto Krishna, unto Lord, so he will give us, he will bless us with another type of potency. That is the potency of Kripa, that is Kripa Shakti. So then another question arises, that that how someone can come under the influence of Kripa Shakti, and what is the process of being success, being always be in his blessings. So there in this way, I mean, our Acharyas tells us that if you want to be in his Kripa Shakti, you have to follow just three simple things. One is always chant Lord Hari's name. Second is always serve Vaishnavas and take their association. And third one is that always serve your Guru and follow his instructions. So always remember, I'll repeat these three things, because these are the most important thing which will keep us away from Maya Shakti and bring us under the umbrella of Kripa Shakti. That is, one should always chant Lord Hari's name. Second, always serve Vaishnavas and take their association. And third, always serve your Guru Maharaj and follow their instructions. And then if you are following these three things, nobody can take you away from Krishna. Krishna will become so merciful that you are the one of the happiest person in this world. And here Radhanath Maharaj gave an analogy that you are like, you know that Krishna and your Jivatma are in your heart. So and your Jivatma is like a car driver. So and Krishna is sitting in your car. So wherever you want to go, because of your freedom, independence, partial independence, wherever you want to go, Krishna is sitting in your heart quietly. He is not disturbing you. He is following, he is just becoming your silent rider, and he is being with you. So being a driver, you have to decide you want to go. If you are a good driver, the rider will enjoy the ride. And if you are not driving properly, you're raising your speed after some time and reducing your speed or taking breaks after every few minutes, then the rider is not happy with your driving. So same way, when you are following the instructions of your Guru Maharaj, when you are being in when you are in association of devotees, and when you are chanting the Lord's name, you are driving your car very smoothly. Then there are no jerks, no problems in your driving. Krishna will be very happy. But at any point of time, when you start, you have to follow these three things very sincerely. But it happens that in your life, time comes when you think that you are getting slowly away from devotees association, or you are not following your Guru Maharaj's instructions. So why is it happening? Or you start offending devotees. This is because you are again coming under the influence of Maya. So just you are driving on the track, and if as a driver, when he is driving the car smoothly on the road, if he take if he just close his eyes and take a small nap, he can meet the accident. So this is the way Radhanath Maharaj explains that you have to be very careful in your bhakti. Always drive carefully your car. And this realization of devotional service is that we should always sincerely perform our activities and always pray to your Guru Maharaj to always shower his mercy upon you. Then nobody can take you away. And apart from these things, you can add up in bhakti with the enthusiasm and the determination you have. You know, when you are more enthusiastic, the way if you are serving the devotees who are coming to your house with more enthusiasm, they are very happy, you know. So they bless you, and their blessing mean a lot. They will bless you that you will progress in your bhakti. What else you want in your life when somebody is blessing you that you will always progress in your bhakti? That is the best blessing you can ever get. And Lord has to listen, because Lord, it is mentioned in Bhagavatam that Lord always follow the instructions of his devotees. If his devotees want, says that Lord, when Narad Muni cursed Nal Kuvera and Mani Griva, so Lord gave them liberation just because it has been said by Narad Muni, Krishna's devotee, that you will be liberated by Lord. So that's why Lord performed that leela, to please his devotee, to keep the word of his devotees. So that's how, if you are getting blessings from devotees, you will always be progressing in the path of the bhakti. And when you are progressing, you are surrendered to Lord, you are serving him with your full heart, Lord also reciprocates. He will also give you extra care. For Lord, all the living entities are his children. He never discriminates. But for devotees, he has a soft corner. He takes very good care of his devotees. And then many times, this, as I told you, that when we are at work, we sometimes forget Krishna. So this question comes in the mind of several devotees, that how you can keep yourself always engaged in Krishna service when you are at work or you are with your friends. At times it happens that you have to be with the people who are not into Krishna consciousness. So how you can you can always remember Krishna? So Srila Prabhupada says that when you work in devotion and with dedication, you can automatically, it will happen that you will never forget him. And the key is that you work always with devotion, and you will always be understand it clearly, that Krishna will always reciprocate in that way, that he will not let you forget himself, and he will always create those circumstances that you are always remembering him. Even though you are at work, some or the other way he will create those circumstances that you will remember him. He will make you, I mean, you are the instrument. You will think that you are one, I mean, a small instrument in his hand, you are working according to his wish, and be more devoted. Now the process of realization is how it can be more, you become more strong in that, is that your relationship with it also depends on few factors. Like, it depends on your faith, that how strong is your faith and how submissive you are, that how you are ready to submit yourself to Krishna, and then how you are taking those things very seriously, where you mention it is what is mentioned in the scriptures, in shastras. So we have to be more faithful in Krishna and more surrendered unto him. Then only you will be more close to Krishna. So when we take the shelter of lotus feet of Krishna, then there are also so many turbulences in your life. We see that many devotees also went through this difficult time of Corona. We are praying for so many devotees in Dubai, in Russia, who has been infected with this Corona. Because of the divine mercy of the Lord, and the purity in the heart, these sufferings become a bit lesser. Because of the understanding that whatever we are getting, that is, we take it as a mercy of Lord Shri Krishna, that he has reduced our pain in this way. So, this can happen when you are following the instructions of Guru and Gauranga. As far as we know that we are just executing the orders of Guru and Krishna, we should never fear. I mean, then we are always fearless. The biggest example is Srila Prabhupada, who is the Abhayacharan, who was fully surrendered unto Krishna, and he was always fearless. He never thought that, I'm going to America, what is going to happen? No, because he has full faith in his Guru's words and he was fully surrendered to Krishna. And then once we are fearless, we act properly, and even though in this material nature, and then we are acting as per the scriptures, we will be untouched from the modes of material nature. The three modes of material nature. I'll give you one example. I heard this story from Radhanand Maharaj, who is saying that how you can see the level of surrender of a devotee, or how you can see that how you can surrender yourself to Krishna, to Supreme Lord. So everybody knows that when Lord Ram was about to cross the sea, when he was going to Lanka to kill Ravan, so he didn't he patiently waited in front of sea, and he requested sea to give him way. But when Lord is powerful, he is the controller of whole this world, why he need to request somebody? So here Acharya says that this is the way. When Lord requested, then sea appeared and he surrendered unto him, that, oh my dear Lord, I surrender myself, that I have so many fishes and so many living creatures in me. If I give you way, if I apart myself, then what will happen to those creatures who are in this sea, they will die. That's why I was confused. So then he says that now I surrender myself unto you, and you find out the way to cross me. So I mean, this is the way we have to surrender ourselves. That Lord, we cannot do anything. You are the one. You are the controller of this world. Now you show us. You show us the way that how we should react on this situation. And then once God has surrendered himself, then Lord says that I'll just put the stones on you, and then we'll cross the river. Again, we see that when the big stones on which only the word Ram was written, those stones were floating on the sea. Other stones were just they were not floating. It shows that we should learn that when Lord Ram is holding your hand, then you can never drown in the water. Then nothing can pull you down. Then always everything will happen good with you. So this is my realization. I'll conclude here and ask all of you to correct me if I had mistaken something. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, any comment?
I think now.
So nice, Mataji, actually.
I think
it took us one step further, that eternal energy, and took us one step further, how to get away from this external energy. That was very nice. The examples you said, that chanting, Vaishnava Seva, and Guru Seva.
Guru Seva, following.
Always keep us away from Maya.
Yes.
So I think Devi Mataji was very nice person. Mataji, I enjoyed it. Devi Mataji was also not there, Prabhuji. So we will come to recap. You are Devi Mataji.
Yes, Mataji, please.
Yeah, who is doing the recap?
You. Devi Mataji, you are doing the recap.
Oh, I think you were so attentive, all of you, that there is no need to recap, and everything was done so simply, like in simple language. But I was thinking, now she will stop. She went on and on, so I could not stay in tune. You know, it was really going out, but things that I have retained, few things I will just tell you. It's about all she started with the background, the energy, external, internal, we are marginal, and as a continuation of last week about God gives us this independence. I remember putting the question about this free will. So now, to continue, we have a free will, and we have to decide in which direction do you want to go. And both are created by the Lord. This is an intricate thing, you know. This is a mystery. Krishna, with his potency, is the superior. And then you have this Maya Devi who comes in. And this also, now we are learning, I am learning, and we all heard, is also created, but something is called by his external energy. So whether internal, external, for me it's God creation. And then God himself puts us in this situation, right? So after we heard, I am water, I am the heat of the sun, we understand we have Krishna's presence everywhere. So I think she gave us a very nice background. And now comes, we are independent, we are internal. So what do we do? Do we go to the world of illusion or do we go towards Krishna? And we have this Maya Devi, feminine lady, who is so strong, but he keeps pulling us to her. Again, I don't know. It's good to have Devi who is so strong. But when, now when we hear also that we have heard in these days of Corona, we are all suffering. So now is this question, why are we suffering? And it has been created also through Lord Krishna by these three gunas, but under the supervision of Maya Devi. And we are told that this suffering also is sanctioned by the Lord. It is, yes. I don't know, are you bewildered or do you accept it? But we have to accept that it is like another way of indirectly is either making us suffer or another way, as she said, a cheating way, as if you suffered to come nearer to me. I remember when I was in Qatar, we read the prayers of Queen Kunti,
yeah,
which I liked very much. Oh Lord, you are going, better if you are here, I suffer, and then you would have been with us. If I could feel here that I was, you know, the first canto, I think it was at my place, but
yeah,
that cloud was given.
Canto one.
So, right, then we learned about Maya Devi being very attractive because she has been created by the Lord. And Krishna himself, the name is attractive, no? Krishna means all attractive. So how to get not entangled by a lady, Maya Devi, who has so much power, who is there, who is pulling, you know? You should be really strong, really have faith, and then it's good that she also told us how to get away from this Maya Devi. Mm-hmm. So we can't do it alone. We have to seek her Kripa. Mm-hmm. Kripa is mercy. No? Last week also we learned we have to pray for the mercy of the Lord. Give us the Shakti. And the ways we learned about the three or five or four ways, which is really linked to what we have been doing in Bhagavad Gita also. Chanting, association, guru seva, follow instruction, enthusiasm, and faith. Krishna is merciful. I also liked the driver. I remember I could not drive. I was all the time going, you know, and here we have bamboo hedges. I was taking my car here and there. And then when I learned, I came back, I read the Gita in those days. It was the Song of God. I had another book. Then in that book also I read Krishna controls. I said all this time I thought my car was controlling me because the car was taking me in the bamboo hedge all the time. And while I was not passing, I said, no, Krishna will control me. I started driving and I got the, after three times, I got the driving permit. So I like this, Krishna is in our car, a driver, and we should not take a nap. Mm. We ever do that, we know what will happen. And I think it was really opening our eyes and opening our heart. So there is no other way than, because in the previous verse we learned that those who fully surrender, there is another way. Those who do not surrender, Krishna just like puts us in the hands of Maya Devi. So here also the only way out is to surrender. And last week I think we had all the path how to surrender. I think if we stick to what we have learned today, we won't be afraid, we won't feel alone, we won't feel Corona is there at the door knocking, and we will live and enjoy the miseries. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Very nice summary, Mataji.
Such a thoughtful, brilliant, superb recap, Mataji, Devi Mataji. Yeah. You're thinking and you're answering questions both together, actually. Questioning and answering. That was a very thoughtful recap.
There is someone there sitting there, so it's not me, I am an instrument.
That's very nice.
I quite like the last line about Lord Ram, that if we have Lord Ram in our heart, then we will not drown. That's a good assurance.
Congratulations. Very nice class.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thanks.
So, questions answered, question answers.
For reading, but I saw your eyes were closed.
She was meditating.
Yes, she was in a meditative mood. But
I was
not
praying
reading.
To Guru Maharaj. I was praying to Guru Maharaj. So everything should go right.
I looked properly. I saw your eyes were closed.
Thank you.
So we have a guest there, a little Vaishnavi.
Yes, Gopal.
I wanted to see what she's been drawing.
Gopal, show what you were drawing.
Yeah. So nice, you were listening. Well done.
Gopal,
show what you're drawing. Show your drawing, Gopal.
He sings very nicely, actually.
Mataji, that was a wonderful
question
class.
Question answers.
Wonderful class. Thank you
thank
very much.
Thank you so much, Mataji.
One of your qualities that I really admire is your enthusiasm to advance in your Krishna consciousness. And that's really inspiring. Thank you. You're always asking questions, you're always seeking blessings, you're always willing to serve, and always taking shelter of your guru. So I think the class was amazing. Thank you very much, and thank you for your association. Thank you.
Thanks for your kind words, Mataji. Actually, without you all, progress is not possible. So that's why we need all of you to be with us.
We're in the car together, right? With Krishna,
yeah.
And all of us are together.
Yes.
So we help each other. Thank you. You made some really good points. I really like the point at the beginning. You were saying that Krishna's presence is everywhere. And sometimes it's so hard to, you know, we're trying to remember constantly. Everything is Krishna's energy.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying it's so easy to remember Krishna, yet it's so hard at the same time. So we have to keep endeavoring.
Yes, true, Mataji.
Thank you. That was a wonderful point. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Mataji, can I add just one point to that Ram Lila which you stated
that
throwing a stone in the sea to take the path? There was just one more episode to that. That Lord Rama saw that Hanuman was throwing a stone in the ocean with the name written Rama on it. And was floating, then just Lord wanted to show something actually out of his mercy, that he also started throwing few stones in the ocean, but those stones they sunk inside the sea, inside the ocean. So then he asked Hanuman, what's this? You are throwing the stones, that those stones are floating on the water of the ocean, but the stones which I'm throwing, they are sinking down. So he knew what Lord wants to say, so he speak from his mouth that my dear Lord, I am throwing these stones, writing the name Lord Rama on that. So I am connecting those stones to Ram, and then I am throwing. So they are floating on the water through your potency. But when you are throwing those stones away from you. So it is going away from you. So anything goes away from you, that sinks inside.
Yes.
So this I heard very recently. I don't know from here, but I heard it very recently. Rama was not writing the name Rama, but he was just simply throwing it away.
Yes.
True. So Hanuman clarified to him that because I am associating those stones with you,
mm-hmm.
so it is floating in the ocean, but you are just throwing it away from him, so it is not floating. That was a very nice point. Any answers for Mataji? Let Mataji answer a few questions. Let her encourage her with some
Prabhu,
questions.
That will be routed to you and Mahaprasad Prabhu.
No, you have to answer it. Giriraj Prabhuji, anyone have any questions? Otherwise, I will ask you a question.
No question, Prabhu. Very nice class.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Prabhu, question paper cut in mat kariye mere liye. मैंने कहा आनंद वृंदावन प्रभु से कह रही हूँ क्वेश्चन पेपर कठिन मत करिए यस कमल माता जी
वेरी नाइस क्लास माता जी
थैंक यू सो मच
माता जी द क्लास वाज वेरी नाइस एंड
आई हैव टू से समथिंग
यू डिडंट लीव एनी क्वेश्चंस फॉर अस टू आस्क सो इट वाज कंप्लीट इन इटसेल्फ थैंक यू सो
नो प्रभु यू नो दैट आई एम नॉट यस कमल माता जी प्लीज यस मामी
I wanted to say, Mataji, when we japa karenge, na mind will go here and there. Huh? We'll remember car driving. Like if you blink your eye and you're gone down. No? So when we do japa, we'll be just saying we don't have to jump like, you know, blink our eye. Just sleeping like how you wink and then you're gone. No? So when
yes,
we have to
yes.
do japa, we have to be so careful that not to
that
mind will
not
drive
to take
here
it
and there.
Yes, very true, Mataji.
Yeah.
And
this
can... I said, na, velocity.
Mm-hmm.
Velocity oh, rocket ka upar karne ke liye. So whenever I pray, I always remember that velocity of the aircraft.
Escape velocity.
Yeah. So many people remember. No, like you know, not to think in your thing and then you'll be falling, then your mind will go here and there, how you say when you're driving. Very nice, Mataji. Very good class.
Thank you, Mataji.
Mahaprasad Prabhuji, comments from you. Your expert comments on this.
I think there was wonderful points covered. It was just one after another. It's amazing. I was trying to capture some of the points, but a lot of good points were covered. Just to mention a couple, I think she mentioned when Krishna wanted to come to this world, obviously he came, he destroyed, he killed many demons.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting that she was mentioning that if he wanted to kill all those so many demons that came to attack him, you know, he could do it from where he is, in Goloka Vrindavan. He doesn't have to come personally to take birth and actually kill them. But sometimes he does that to also give the opportunity to devotees to take pleasure, to see Krishna's pastime. When Krishna personally comes, devotees enjoy so much. We can see in Vrindavan Leela, Yashoda Mai, Nanda Maharaj, the Gopas, the Gopis, all the devotees of Krishna enjoyed the company of Krishna so much. Not only in Vrindavan, even after he left Vrindavan, when he went to Dwarka, when he spent with 16,000 princesses in Dwarka and with all the devotees, the Srimad Bhagavatam was full of description about the joy that the devotees experienced by having Krishna in their midst, you know, their association. So yes, Krishna can do whatever he wants from a distance, especially when it comes to killing demons. But one thing Srila Prabhupada mentioned is that when Hiranyakashipu, for instance, were there on the planet, and Narsingadev had come.
Mm-hmm.
So Prabhupada mentioned that sometimes we see danger in the world. When Krishna comes, he can be a threat to demons, but for the devotees, it's a great pleasure. When Narsingadev came, Hiranyakashipu was terrified. Hiranyakashipu had so many servants and so many armies, so many associates, or whatever. Everybody was perturbed. Everybody was so much disturbed by the presence of Narsingadev. But yet the devotee, like Prahlad Maharaj, for him, it wasn't a danger. In fact, even the devotee, the demigods encouraged him to pacify Narsingadev because Narsingadev was so upset with Hiranyakashipu. He was so angry that it took only Prahlad to pacify him, to calm him down. So, you know, what appears to be a threat for demons, for a devotee, it's actually a pleasure. So the same thing Prabhupada mentioned, that we see so many danger in the world. There's so much danger. Every step, padam padam yatri padam, every step there is danger. But the thing is, devotee sees that danger as an opportunity to advance, as an opportunity to remember Krishna. And also, he kind of understands that this danger, even if it is inflicted upon him, he sees that as a mercy of the Lord. You know, somehow or other, Krishna has a good reason why he's doing that. So even the danger in the material world is not a threat for a devotee, because a devotee has taken shelter of Krishna. So otherwise we cannot avoid danger, because the whole material world is built with all kind of dangers. You can see, for instance, when they built Titanic was supposed to be unsinkable. It's supposed to survive for many years, but it only made one or two trips. He went to Ireland, from Ireland, Southampton, on the way to America, sack. Even though they spent millions and millions of dollars to make sure that this is a ship that will not be sinking in the ocean. So danger is always there. So a lot of good points were covered by Ataji. Really appreciate it. So many realizations. I know we got about 8 minutes. I'll let Ananta Vrindavan to run the remaining.
So I now the Aarti, Gaur Aarti by Sudama Prabhuji, Sushila Mataji.
Haribo.
Very nice class and a very nice recap by the Mataji.
No, Prabhuji. I have
something in my mind.
Yes,
Mataji,
please.
In that boat, we have Krishna creates a material energy as the sun creates a cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Are we too fragile as a cloud? We just fall as rain?
That's what we discussed in the first part, Mataji. That
in the purport here, it is written that Krishna creates the material energy as the sun creates a cloud.
Yes, so
I felt very, and we are not secure, but that line makes me feel very insecure. You know, the cloud just disappears like this.
Here, in this purport, what, Prabhu, correct me if I'm wrong, here what Srila Prabhupada is saying, that the way he's comparing, that the way when sun's rays evaporate water and creates cloud, these cloud cover the sun. I mean, we feel sometimes that the sun is covered by cloud, but the clouds can never, take place of sun. Always, they can't be as powerful as the sun. So same way, many people think that this material energy is more powerful, will overpower Krishna.
Okay.
So it can never possible. Like the energy has been, all these energies has been created by Krishna. So this,
the sun is not affected by the cloud.
Yes, it can never be affected. Sun will be always there. Sun will be always there. It can never be replaced by clouds.
Not the fragility. I thought, I am a cloud, I'll just fall
here. Is
it okay?
Jai Om Gaur Chande.